Recently, the Berkshire town of Great Barrington updated an ordinance that extends the ban on cigarettes and tobacco products inside designated areas such as bars and restaurants to electronic cigarettes, also known as e-cigarettes or personalized vaporizers. The small devices that look like cigarettes are smokeless, and smokers can use them to inhale nicotine vapor. Mark Pruhensky, town health director for Great Barrington, said in an email, quote, "E-cigarettes are not permitted in any area where traditional smoking is prohibited simply because it is not clear at this point exactly what the health effects of inhaling the vapors or breathing these secondhand vapors off this product are." Jim Willis, director of public health at Tri-Town Health, a regional health department in Berkshire County, works with municipalities, including Great Barrington, on smoking policy. He said because the e-cigarettes are not recognized by the FDA as a nicotine replacement therapy, and uncertainty remains about what chemicals can be used in the devices themselves, Tri-Town supports communities' efforts to prohibit their use.
And I can't tell you for sure that there is no public health issue associated with using these. And so how to deal with that is we work with those boards of health to ban the e-cigarette until FDA recognizes that as an approved product. And then, as of today, I don't think FDA is going to do that.
Also, early this year, the Massachusetts Public Health Council sent a letter to Governor Deval Patrick's administration requesting a consideration of a statewide ban on the sale of tobacco products in pharmacies. Several cities and towns across the Commonwealth have put in place their own policies, including some in Boston, Springfield, and other larger communities. In 2012, Tri-Town Health also worked with other Berkshire communities, including Lee, Lenox, Stockbridge, and Pittsfield, to prohibit the sale of tobacco products where healthcare products are sold. Jim Willis, again.
These are healthcare institutions, and I think many boards of health have kind of sunk their teeth into that concept, and they said, well, look, you know, why should someone go into a pharmacy that's providing medical advice, see all these tobacco products sitting right next to the patch in the gum and whatnot? So, and I think little policies from a grassroots perspective go a long way in Boston.
Although a bill failed to pass the legislature in 2012, Dr. Richard Agababian, president of the Massachusetts Medical Society, hopes that in the next legislative session that begins in January, lawmakers will again take up discussion of prohibiting the sale of tobacco products where individuals go to seek health care.
We actually have discussed it at one legislative meeting. We have another one coming up in a week or two in which we're going to bring it up again as to whether or not to see if someone in the legislature would support it being resubmitted. And we certainly would be in favor of it. Again, we want just a clear separation between places where health care is provided and the sale of tobacco.
Also in 2012, Pyramid Management, which owns shopping malls in the region, including the Berkshire Mall in Lanesboro and Crossgates Mall in Albany, New York, declared themselves tobacco-free last spring. And recently in Connecticut, it was reported that State Representative Henry Jenga, an East Hartford Democrat, would seek to reintroduce legislation that would prevent smoking in automobiles containing children. The representative was not available for comment in time for broadcast. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau, at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.